Welcome to Real Estate Trifecta, hosted by Cheryl McDonald.
Welcome to Real Estate Trifecta. I'm your host, Cheryl McDonald, where we concentrate on your mindset so you can develop the skills you need to build the wealth that you want for you. So I'm going to have to start out by saying I'm sorry I haven't been around lately. Put up all kinds of mental blocks in my head and been nurturing some limiting beliefs. Got a text today from somebody that's pretty important to me and letting me know that she was my biggest cheerleader and that she so strongly believed in my vision. And so I decided to sit down and record a podcast tonight. Not quite sure where this time is going to take me or even what I want to say. There's so many things that are filling my heart and my mind in these last few weeks. I just took my daughter's dog home. His name's Quagmire. Love that guy. And I miss him already. And so it's really interesting the things that can come into your life in a relatively short period of time and really begin to change your daily routine, your habits. Quag's only been here since Sunday. And yet in those 4 days, Emma, Izzy, and I adjusted our routine to accommodate that, let's say for want of a better word right now, an adjustment or a disruption to the way that we handle things. And I seemed to take it all in stride, and it was fun having him here. And so as I'm sitting here thinking about the disruptions that come along in our lives or the pattern interrupts or whatever it is that you want to call them, the things that take us off course, have we really created a plan to deal with those when they come along? The reality is they're coming. Whether we like it or not, things are going to come along, good, bad, or indifferent, happy or sad, that are going to throw us off our center point. And what would your life be like? What would my life be like if I had a plan in place to deal with those things that knock me off course? I've had so many people tell me that they're North Star. This person's my North Star. This is my North Star. And oftentimes when I go out to walk the girls at night, it's a clear night and you can see the stars. And I often thought, what was my North Star? Right? Well, ultimately, I believe it's my relationship with my Lord and Savior. Right? My higher power is my North Star. And yet it's still not enough sometimes to pull me out of whatever funk I find myself in or whatever distraction I've allowed me to sway my path. So I think it's really becomes down to, for me anyway, of awareness of where I am and the choices that I make. I'm doing some extra studying right now and working on becoming a financial coach with Dave Ramsey. It's just a little side note I'm going to take us down. There's just a huge financial illiteracy in this country and a disparity in wealth. And that is something that's really important to me, is to be able to assist people in generating wealth. Again, the disclaimer is whatever wealth looks like to you, we all have a number. And so what they've been talking about in the coaching training is that our actions equal our results, right? It's the things that we engage in that produce the results. So I haven't recorded a podcast, so therefore I have not been able to elicit a result. I haven't been able to send the audio to Beth, who's been able to do the amazing job that she does to edit that for me, to do the graphics, produce the marketing material. And then I lose an opportunity to send that message out, which allows me to connect with the people that I choose to serve. So I sit in isolation with the message that's rambling around inside my head. So I got to ask you, what message is bumping around in your head? What idea have you been thinking about that you wanted to implement that you haven't done? Because one, it's a disruption to your regular routine. It scares you. You think nobody's going to care. And how do we become so committed to our own cause that nothing gets in the way of it? I say that I want this. I believe that I want this. Yet none of my actions in the last 3 weeks have given myself or the world any indication that this is important to me. And I needed someone in my life like Beth to send me a text message that says, hey, I still believe in you. I still see your vision. So Beth, I know that you're going to hear this recording before anybody else. And so I just want to publicly say thank you. Thank you for being in my corner. Thank you for believing in me and my vision. Thank you for being a part of that. So who in your life carries your vision for you when you don't have the strength? The pause was there for a reason, because I really want you to take a moment to think. In fact, if you have to pause the podcast for just a moment in time to really think about who is in your life that can stoke the embers of your vision, because no one succeeds alone. I can't do this by myself. I think I can sometimes. And then I get a text like I got from Beth today, and I realized I can't. Or I'm choosing not to. It's not that I can't do it by myself. I could do it by myself. I would rather do it with people, because it's the connection, it's our humanity that makes the difference. So I just want to leave you with this little message tonight, that it's okay to get off track. If the desire is deep down in your heart and it's burning and it's something that you want to do, have a plan to deal with the distractions. Have a plan to get back on track. I've been thinking about getting back on track for a couple weeks now. And yet I've always found something else to do. My son is moving back home, so I've been busy getting his room ready. You know, I had quagmire. Any list of 100 things I could give you for why I haven't done it. And it comes down to the fact that I allowed other things to be more important. And nothing can be more important than the reason that I was put here. So if you're distracted, if you're off track, shake it off, make a plan, and make it happen. This is Cheryl McDonald. This is Real Estate Trifecta, where we focus on your mindset so you can develop the skills and grow the wealth that is important to you. Do not give up the fight. Thanks for listening. Don't forget to like, follow, and subscribe so you never miss a moment of Real Estate Trifecta.